Well, like I said, it's going to be a short study. As y'all are very familiar with me, I've been doing a study on faith and combining it in with my fruit of the light, because our walk is presented in his faith when we do, when we are out in public. And faith is, I feel like, the most critical aspect of our being. You know, that our faith in God's work, our faith in our own walk, that we present ourselves, our body to believers and unbelievers that are seeking to know the truth. But you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen in Hebrew. But I think it's so much more than substance and evidence. Because when we look at Israel's faith in the Old Testament, Israel as a whole never had faith. Never had the faith that was required of God. Hence, he was always put him in the Lo-Ami state, or Lo-Ami state, however it's enunciated. But Israel was always backsliding on their promises. They would say, "Yes, Lord, we will follow you," and then within the next step that they took in life, they were backsliding, or they were worshiping other gods. And one time, God said that they were worse than infidels, or worse than prostitutes, because they were purchasing the images and such, making them worse than whoredoms or whatever they were into. And you know, in our studies that I've been working on in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that is our walk that we are to go through on a daily basis, that we live by those, you know, because our faith is to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, because when we get into our own understanding, we will be at fault. 9 times out of 10, when we lean on our own understanding, we will be at fault unless we're in God's Word and studying it rightly divided, that the body members are required to study by faith in right division, because without right division, we're no better than traditional believers who go into the denominational churches and pick and choose what they're going to believe, because they're above God, and they pick and choose which part of the scriptures that they're going to acknowledge as their covenant, personal covenant. But, you know, as body members, we're to acknowledge him in all our ways. And he's going to direct our path, or as Dr. Mike put it in his last presentation, he will rightly divide our paths, direct our paths. So when we study scripture rightly divided, acknowledging him, and lean not on our own understanding, trusting in the Lord with every fiber of being that we have, that's exactly what the Lord expects of us. I mean, you know, the works of faith is pretty much 5 or 6 characters. Worship, walk, believe, teach, pray, and be thankful for knowing our hope. All this is encompassing in our faith. That being members of the body, this is our daily, admonition that we do coming from the different, books that Paul teaches. You know, in Jeremiah, God commanded, obey my voice and walk. Know your hope. Walk, and I will be your God. That's what he said. Obey my voice, and I will be your God. In 11:4, it says, obey my voice and do them, and I will be your God. This was Jeremiah. Then you get into the minor prophets of the judges when the kingdom were divided, or with many wicked kings that heeded not the prophets. The minor prophet proclaimed gloom and doom on Israel. So Israel never had the faith. And I've said many times before that faith is the answer. Faith is no small deed. Faith is a big deal that is required of God. When we get into Ephesians 5, where I get into my, where fruit of light, in Ephesians 5:10, it says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And that is it. We rightly divide scripture. And in Colossians 1:10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increase in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father, which made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the Holy of Holies, in the light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. All believers has now hope in the body of Christ at the appearing, when it's manifested in glory. As I said, it was going to be a short one, and I pray that you guys have a good evening, and keep us in prayers, and keep all those that are searching in your prayers through right division, that they can come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm going to let it go with that. I love you guys. And may you all have a good evening.